This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Let's chat some running here on the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. Thank you so much for downloading and listening to the podcast. We head back to Australia in Melbourne to catch up with Leslie West. Leslie, welcome back onto the podcast.
Hi, Brad.
Leslie, let's talk about your run. Out of the three disciplines, it is the strongest. Where did your love for running come from? I mean, you obviously have to love it to run as well as you do.
I've just always run. It's just comes naturally to me. I think years of playing netball, I was a centre court. I was a little wing attack, and you're always told fast feet. And I think that has definitely helped me. I've got high cadence, so I think it's definitely helped me with the run off the bike. And yeah, it's, like I say, just I've never really done specific run training until I started triathlon. I just really enjoy it. For me, it's just a relief to be off the bike.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Let's talk about, you mentioned in our first chat about a stress fracture in the build-up to what would have been your first Ironman. And the rehab process of coming back and really doing it slowly. And I wanted to ask it then, but I thought I'd save it for this one. The discipline of doing that, where you are really holding back, because when you are doing long stuff, and I think everyone can attest to this, when you bounce back from an injury or if you come back from a layoff, we mentally are there, but physically we're not. And it's easy to want to push harder and more than what we physically capable of. How difficult was it to hold yourself back to do those short little intervals and only 10 reps of them at a time?
It actually surprisingly wasn't that bad, because I like to follow rules. And I put so much trust in the professionals that I see, the doctors, the coaches. And my doctor, he himself is a former pro triathlete. He's a very well-known sports doctor. And, he gave me this program. So it was okay. I just did exactly what I was told. And, I think I've seen enough people as well go through rehab and not doing the rehab or come back too soon. And that just doesn't ever work for anyone.
I think that's so important. And you've mentioned this a few times, your coach, and just trusting the process. Your coach knows what's good for you. You've obviously got to find someone that you've got that relationship with, that you buy into their process and their systems, and you just trust that 100%. Same thing with the doctors. Has that always been the case, or is that something you've developed over time?
No, I think it's probably always just been me. I mean, I think back even to, I was pretty well behaved in school, didn't get into trouble, just did what I was told. Same, I think it's probably, my upbringing was you're told to do something, you did it. Not that, my parents were overly strict or anything, but it was just and it's in my nature to just, especially if it's on advice of someone who I believe really knows what they're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not going on to Dr. Google and Dr. Google telling you all the different things you could do. It's taken really, advice that comes from a good source.
Or popping into a Facebook group and asking, I've got a tight hamstring, what should I do? That's my favorite.
Absolutely. Or, maybe upload your MRI scans and just be like, oh, does anybody know what this mark here is? Yeah, that's awesome. That'll work.
I love that. What's the secret to running well off the bike? Particularly if you've had to push hard on the bike.
Cadence. High cadence. So I'd say I'm lucky. My natural turnover, so I did the run leg of a sprint race the other week there. Well, it was an 8K at the end of the sprint. And my cadence for it was 206. So now I ran it. That's pretty, it was going pretty quick. But you know, in my normal long run, say on a Sunday, is about 190. So I have a naturally very high turnover, but I do think that that lends itself very well to running off the bike. Just getting the legs moving, really just getting that turnover going.
Is that something you train, or like you say, it just comes from your netball?
It just happens.
It just happens.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fairly short. I don't really think about it. I just run. So, you know, it's not like we haven't done anything to make it quicker. Obviously, it's on the, it's verging on the almost too fast side. But at the same time, you know, there don't seem to be any repercussions from it. You know, the stress fracture was unrelated to that. if it was affecting me adversely, then we might look at it. But, you know, it seems to just be my natural running style.
Okay. Favorite run workout? What do you love doing?
We have a great session that we do in Melbourne. We did it a few times. It takes in a hill at the end. It's about 150 meters of a hill, and sort of doing 750 meters of solid, easy back 500, 500 solid to hard. And each time you're finishing with 150 meters up a hill, back 250, 250 hard straight up this hill, back to the start, doing that three or four times. It's really tough, but for me, it's one of those sessions that really can be a real kind of maker. Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, Leslie, it's been great catching up once again. Thank you so much for your time on the Kona Edge. I look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition, but we'll save that for next time now.
Great. Thanks, Brad.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.